Well, we greet you as we gather together to worship the Lord again. And as you're tuning in at home, it's good to greet you in the Lord's name. And we know that his presence is with you and us as we gather together around his word to worship him, to pray, and to know that his presence is with us. It's been another interesting and challenging week, but we come together in the presence of the Lord knowing that he is with us. His presence is there with you and us together. I want to begin with Psalm 34, which is a hymn of praise to the Lord, as we begin our worship time together today. And Psalm 34 says, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord, and let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. For the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing." As we worship the Lord together today, I just felt led to share a little music, and we can just reflect on the words of this hymn and just let the Lord minister to you through his word and also through the hymns of the, and as we reflect on that today. And I just want to share with you one of my favorite hymns, and it's based on the book of Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23, which says, "His compassions fail not, they are new every morning." And definitely, as we're going through these times, we have thank the Lord for his faithfulness. That no matter what we're going through, he remains faithful through all things, and he is constant. And his faithfulness is renewed to us every morning, and it's faith and is faithful to us today. So just let this song minister to your heart. Just use it as a time to worship him as we prepare for the word and a time of prayer here shortly. But just reflect on the Lord's faithfulness to you. As I share this hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness." as we go to a time of prayer, we want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness and just continue to uplift one another in our prayers and our nation in prayers, and those who are suffering, our first responders, and so many that we want to bring before the Lord, and lifting up each other as well in this time of prayer. So let's just go to the Lord together in prayer. Lord, as we bow before you today, and as we worship you together, we thank you for your presence and your spirit that is among us. That even though we are not together physically, we are together in heart. And we know that your presence and your spirit is with each of us. And so, Father, we again acknowledge your faithfulness. That every day, new mercies we receive from you. And so, Lord, thank you for being faithful to us in all things. And, Lord, we praise you this day. We worship you together as your people and as your church, as we gather together in your presence and in your name. Lord, knowing that we are bound together by you. Lord, we lift up your goodness. We lift up your holy name. Because, Lord, you are good and you are worthy of praise. We exalt you and we extol you because you are worthy of it. Lord, we magnify the greatness of your name. Lord, you are holy, you are righteous, you are just. And Lord, we thank you for your love, your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace and your daily provision and for your presence with us and for the strength that you give us every day. Because, Lord, again, we confess our need of you. Lord, we can't go through these days in our own strength. We need you. And so, Father, again, we call upon your strength. We thank you for your vast supply. We thank you, Lord, that you provide for us what we need for every day. So, Lord, we lift up to you one another. I just pray that right now your spirit would surround each one who is listening today, each one who is worshiping as we gather together, that your spirit, Lord, would stir in our hearts and even now bring comfort and grace and peace. Father, we thank you that no matter where we are, you are with us. And nothing can ever separate us from you and your love and your presence in our life. The Lord, we are joined together as one, and your spirit binds us. Father, we again confess, Lord, our need of you. And Lord, we lift up to you our nation. We lift up to you in this time of crisis. We pray, Lord, for our president, for our leaders, on the federal and the state and the local levels. Just give them the wisdom they need, Lord, to deal with this crisis. We pray, Lord, that you would help it to be contained and slowed down. Father, we lift up to you those who are sick and are suffering, those who have been afflicted. We just pray for them and for healing. We pray, Lord, for those families who have lost loved ones. We just ask that you would just comfort them. Father, I pray for each other that you would protect us. I just pray that we would all abide under you, be covered with the shelter of your wings and find refuge in you. That, Lord, underneath us are your everlasting arms holding us up, and, Lord, we rely on you. So may you spread your arms of protection over each of us. I pray, Lord, for that comfort, for that grace, for that peace, for protection that only you can provide. For you are our refuge. You are our strength. We again confess that need today. Father, we pray as well for the first responders who are seeking to minister to those in need. Lord, protect them as well. And we just pray that you would strengthen them. Lord, we trust you and rely on you. Lord, give us the strength and endurance to wait on your timing, knowing that these days will pass, and help us to live life one day at a time. Lord, we lift up to you our missionaries. We lift up to you those in need all around the world. And Father, we lift up to you one another. We just pray that our hearts would be grown, bound together in love. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the technology and the ability that we have that we can connect in this way to each other and to you. And know, Lord, that your presence surrounds us. Lord, now as we open your word, I just ask your blessing on your word. As we study your word together, as we continue to worship you, And Lord, I just pray that through your word, you would speak to us, encourage us, strengthen us for these days in which we are living. And so, Father, we thank you that your word is ever true. Your word gives us strength. So bless your word to our hearing this day and bind our hearts together through you. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I ask that you take your Bibles and open up with me to the book of Ephesians. Again, I sent you the sermon notes, so you have those at home. You can follow along with the message today as we worship the Lord together and as we open his word. I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning through verse 14 and concluding at the end of the chapter, verse 21. Let's hear the word of the Lord together as we worship today. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the full measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And we know that the Lord always adds his blessing to both the reading and to the hearing of his word. If you were physically separated from someone you loved, what would you want to say to them? What would you want them to know? Because the Apostle Paul was in that same situation that we find ourselves in today. He was separated from those he loved, and he wasn't just social distancing, he was in isolation. He found himself in prison in Rome for the sake of the gospel. And when he was there, he was thinking of his dear friends and those that he had ministered to and those that he had grown to love. And his heart and his mind went to the Christians and his brothers and sisters in the church at Ephesus. And he thought of them as he was separated from them by great distance and physical location, and his heart was with them. And as he thought of them, he wanted to write to them a letter, a word of encouragement. And the book of Ephesians is that. It is a letter of encouragement by Paul, written from his Roman prison cell to the church in Ephesus, which he knew and loved very well. Paul had spent 3 years in the city of Ephesus teaching the Christians there in this church. He had taught them, he had lived with them for 3 years, he had grown very close to them, he invested a lot of his life, and now he was separated from them. In fact, whenever he said his farewell to them, the book of Acts records for us that both he and the leaders of the church wept because they knew that they would not see each other again, and they had that kind of love for one another. And as he was separated from those he loved, and I'd be able to be with them physically, writing back this letter of encouragement to them, he brought some teaching and instruction on how they were to live, but he also wanted to share with them his prayer. Because he wanted them to know that even though he was separate from them and they could not be together physically, they were still on his heart. And that is a thought that I want to share with you this morning, that even though we are not together physically, you all are on my heart. And the Lord has you on our heart and on my heart. And Paul's prayer for the church at this point, as he got to chapter 3, was a prayer for them, for their strength, that they would be strengthened in the days in which they were living. And that is the same prayer that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you all today, as a prayer that we would be strengthened in the days in which we're living. If ever there's days we need strength, it's now. Strength to face the challenges of living in these days of COVID-19, and all the economic things that are going on around us. But God gives us strength. And as we look at the scripture this morning, in this prayer that Paul lifts up before the Father, and he said, "For this reason I kneel before the Father." And as we share this prayer and look at this prayer again together today, we'll discover that it's a prayer of strength that the Lord is praying for and asking that we would be filled with four things as we are strengthened. And this is the prayer that I share for you. This is a prayer that God shares for you today in these days in which we're living. This is the prayer that the Lord has for you as we lift up before the Father and as I lift you up before the Father and have been praying for you this week. And I want you all to know that Kim and I have been praying for all of you and we have you on our hearts. As we've been praying for you, looking at the Word of God, this is what we are asking God to do for you and for us as God teaches us. It's a prayer of strength that we will be strengthened in four ways. First, it's a prayer and we're praying that you will be strengthened and have the strength to stand. Paul says, "I pray in verse 16 that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through your inner and your spirit through your inner being." If ever we need strength to stand, it's in these days. That word strength in there that Paul uses in verse 16 means to make strong. To have strength and endurance to be able to stand. And in the New Testament, this word is always in the passive sense, in the passive voice. And what the Lord is telling us here is that that means that we are not the ones, the source of strength. We are the recipients of strength. And as we go through these days, we need that strength, and we don't have that strength in and of ourselves. We're not the source of it. But we can be the recipients of it as the Lord strengthens us. And in this prayer, and our prayer, and the Lord in his word today wants to strengthen you, to give you the strength to be able to stand. And notice he says, strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. That inner being refers to our inner man, our inner spiritual strength that we need, an emotional strength that we need to get through these days. And the Lord will give us that spiritual and emotional strength through him. And how do we receive that strength to stand? Paul tells us. We have that strength to be able to withstand these days that we're in through his provision. Because he says in verse 16, "I pray out of his glorious riches." Glorious riches there means it's a vast supply. It's an unlimited supply. It cannot be exhausted. It won't run out. And God's provision of strength for you and for me in these days is a vast, unlimited supply. It's out of his glorious riches in heaven that he is bestowing upon you. And it cannot be exhausted and it cannot be run out. And in these days when we go to the stores and there is a limited supply of everything, counting toilet paper and soap and everything else, and the shelves are bare, and they run out, and the supplies are limited. But God's supply and his provision will never run out, and it can never be exhausted. And his supply is limitless. So let the Lord strengthen you this week and today through his word, through his presence, through his spirit, through his vast provision that he wants to pour into you and provide for you that will not run out and cannot be exhausted. When we feel that we don't have the strength to stand, when we feel that we don't have the strength to go on, let the Lord pour his strength into you. He is the provider. We are the recipients of it. And I pray that God will strengthen you today to give you the strength to stand through his provision that was to never be exhausted out of his glorious riches in heaven. He also gives us the strength to stand through his power. As he said, "I will strengthen you," in verse 16, "with power." And that power comes through the Holy Spirit. That word power there is the word from which we get dynamite or dynamo. And it's that power to work. It's that power of God at work within us through his Holy Spirit that gives us the power that we need to stand, gives us the power that we need to live for him in these days. It's power that we do not have in ourselves. but power that comes from God. It's that same power that when he spoke in the beginning and said, let there be light, everything came into existence with that power, with his almighty power. It's that same power, the resurrection, that when Jesus brought Jesus out of the grave in resurrection power, it's that same power at work in your life. It's that same power that can give you strength in this day and every day to stand for him and to stand when we feel that we cannot. It's a power that is unlimited. It's a power that makes us not, we are not just conquerors, that we can feel, well, we can make it through. We're not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 says that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And it's that kind of power that we can conquer these days. We can conquer what's ahead of us, not in our strength, but in the strength of Christ. And it gives us this strength to stand, third, through his presence. Through his presence in our life. Verse 17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. May dwell or take up residence there in our hearts. That word dwell means to settle down in. To take up residence or to be at home in. And Paul is reminding us that we have strength. You and I have strength. Because the Lord is dwelling and has residence in your life. That he is not abandoning us. His presence is with you every moment of every day. And he is dwelling. He has taken up residence in your life. And he will never leave and he will never forsake us. That word dwell is the same word tabernacle. That in the Old Testament, as Israel went through the wilderness in their time of wilderness wanderings, and I'd shared this yesterday in my writing to you, and they went through the wilderness in that time of when things were hard and there was time of tribulation and trials there. God's presence dwelt among them through the tabernacle. When they saw the tabernacle, it reminded them that he was present with them. And he dwelt in their midst. And he didn't leave them in that time. He was always there. His presence was abiding. Today, Jesus' presence is not in a house. It's not in a church. It's not in a building. That's why his presence is with you where you are at home. His presence is with each one of us as we're listening to this at home, no matter where you are. His presence is abiding with you because it's not confined to a building. And we can rejoice in that, that we are, wherever we are, God's presence is. And so his presence is abiding with you, giving you the strength that we need to worship him, to stand strong. And he's taken up his residence in your life and he will not leave. So God's prayer for you, my prayer for you, Paul's prayer for the church, was that we first have strength to stand. Strength to stand in these days. No matter how hard it is. No matter how difficult it may be. God gives us and will give us strength. But second, in this prayer of strength, I pray secondly, the Lord prays for you to have strength to love. Strength to love. In verses 17 and 8 through 19, he says, and I pray that as you're strengthened, I pray that you will be rooted and established in love so that you may be have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Having strength to love, because again, that word strengthen means we are not the source, we are the recipient of. And the Lord gives us the strength that we need to love him and to be experience his love in a way that we cannot in ourselves. And as he just fills us with his strength and ability to love, that's so that we can be deeply rooted in his love. And we need that strength so that we can be deeply rooted in that love. Notice what he says. I pray that you be rooted and established in love. May have power together. That being rooted and established means to put your roots down deep. To be firmly established in the love of Christ. To have our roots down deep in his love and in the soil of his love. That we're firmly established in him. And you say, but Dan, why does that matter? What's so important about that? Well, here's what it means, and here's how it applies to your life and mine. That we need to have our roots down deep and have that strength to understand His love so that we won't be uprooted during the storms and the hard times of life. Because when our roots are down deep in His love, when the storms come, when the hard times go, our roots down deeper, we can get that nutrient down deeper in the soil. Also, with our roots down deep, we won't be uprooted by the storms and the wind. See, because when the storms and the hard times come, that's when people who are not deep in God's love begin to question. And they begin to question, does God really love me? Does God really care for me? Where is He in the midst of this? He's forsaken me. He's not there. He doesn't love me. He doesn't care for me. But when we have our roots down deep, we're firmly established, we won't doubt His love in the hard times. We won't feel that He's abandoned us. And we have that assurance that Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8. And I love these words. In Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 36, and hear God's word here and just be assured and comforted again by what He says. Romans 8, 37 says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, or anything else in all of creation," and I'm going to go on to say, and yes, even COVID-19, "will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate us from His love. And we have that assurance, and we can rejoice in Him when our roots are down deep, and we have that strength of the Spirit to see that God is with us always, and that He loves us even in those hard and painful times. So put your roots down deep, be firmly established in His love, and pray that you'll be strengthened. I pray that you'll be strengthened and experience God's love in that way. With your roots down deep in Him, and feel His arms of love around you, planted deeply in the soil of His love, that you can't be shaken and aren't shaken by the storms and the trials of life. Also, that He needs to give us the strength to love so that we can grab a hold of His love personally. So we can grab a hold of His love. He says to us, again, as we go back to Ephesians, He said, "I pray that you have a grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ for us, God's love for us." You can grab how wide and is His love. That means to make it personal. That word grasp there means to comprehend, perceive, experience, or understand. That's what that word grasp means. It means to get the love of Christ from our head into our heart, that we fully understand it, that we fully experience it, that we fully comprehend the greatness of His love for you and me. The understanding the vast greatness and magnitude of that love, because see, God's love reaches to every spectrum of our life, and there's not one part of your life or mine that's not touched by His love and is not affected by His love. And His love is extended in reaching out to us there. And that's what He tells us. He said, grab a hold of or grasp, understand how wide, long, high, and deep His love is. And that wide, there it means the dimensions of His love. That wide means it extends to the limits. That there is nowhere we can be. There is nothing we can't experience. There is nothing that we can't do that would make God not stop loving us. Or that His love is not reaching there to us. It goes to the limits. It bears, it goes and endures. The long there means that it is patient. It endures, never gives up. And that long means that God is long-suffering in His love. He's patient with you and me. He bears up under all things. He endures, and He's always there. He's long-suffering and long in His love. High, meaning you reach to those high points in our life. When things are going well, when we praise Him. When things are going good in our life. And also the low, the deep, to our lowest points. To our failures. To those hurts. to the low times in our life when we feel we are at the lowest depths, God's love even extends and reaches beyond that. And his love is always there. So have strength. Let God strengthen you to give you the strength in his spirit to stand, but also the strength to love and to understand and comprehend how great he loves you. And be deeply rooted in that love so that we're not uprooted by the storms and the winds and challenges of life. Strength to stand, strength to love. But third, this prayer for strength, as we pray that God will give us all, give you and me the strength to grow, the strength to be able to grow in our relationship with him. I think one of the good things, and we know that God works everything out for good, and one of the good things perhaps in this time when everything has been hit on the pause button is it gives us an opportunity to cultivate our relationship with Christ because everything else around us has been put on hold. And it gives us that time to deepen our relationship with him. But again, that strength to grow comes from the Lord and not from ourselves. Notice what he says in verse 19. He said, and I pray that you would be filled to the full measure of all the fullness of God. This prayer, the strength here extends to be able to grow, that the Lord gives us that ability so that we can become more like him. The strength to grow so that we will be filled with more of him. Because he says here, be filled to the measure. Be filled to the measure. It reminds me of that being filled to the brim. Being filled to the top. And God wants to fill you and I with more of himself and less of us. With more of himself and less of the distractions of the things of the world around us. And let God pour more of himself into you. Let him fill you to the brim. Let him fill you to the measure. Because when we are filled, there is no room for anything else. When we are filled to the brim, a cup that is filled to the brim, there's no room for anything else to be in it. And when God fills you with more of himself, and he lives within us through his presence is already there, but sometimes we have let other things crowd him out, and we have put other things in there that is taking up room that he wants to fill. But we allow him through his spirit to fill all of us, to fill more of us, there's no room for anything else. And I ask you, look around us today, and I heard another pastor mention this last week, that right now all the other gods of the world are laying dead at the feet of the Lord. The god of sports has been slain. The god of entertainment has been slain. All the rival gods around us have been slain, and the Lord remains. And when we're filled with him, it gives us that there's no room for anything else. And so let the Lord fill you with his presence, with more of himself. And when we're filled with him, his likeness will spill over. Because it says we're filled to the full measure of Christ and the full measure of God. Because when you pour in a cup of water or coffee and you fill it to the brim, whatever you pour in there is what's going to spill out. Have you ever had someone knock over a cup of water, or maybe you did it yourself at home, or one of your children or grandchildren knocked over a cup of milk or water and spilled all over the floor or whatever? And we've all had that experience. And I remember one time when I was a child at home, and I was, about 7 years old, 7 or 8 perhaps, I think. And I was running, as kids do, I was running through the kitchen at home, as kids do when they're running around the house. And my dad had just taken a cup of hot coffee off the stove. And I come running into him, and he had it full of scalding hot water and coffee, and it spilled out of his cup and onto my shoulder. And I remember screaming in pain, and didn't do anything about it till my mother came home, and they took me to the hospital, into the emergency room, and they peeled off my shirt, and all the skin and everything was stuck and come off of that. And it left today a mark, a big scar, because I had second and third degree burns on my shoulder, which I still have that mark. But the whole point was what spilled out of that cup onto me was what was inside. And it left its mark, and it left a mark that is still there. And when we are filled with the Lord and His Spirit and His likeness, when our cup is spilled and bumped into, either by the storms of life, the hard times, somebody who's impatient with us, somebody who challenges us, somebody who we have a hard time loving, what's in that cup is what's going to spill out into their life and spill out around us. And the more we're filled with Jesus, the more of Jesus and His likeness is going to spill out onto others. So I ask you, what's in your cup today? What's in your cup? What's filling you? What are you filled to the brim with? And these days, are you filled with faith? Are you filled with fear? Are you filled with anxiety? Are you filled with joy? Are you filled with bitterness? Or are you filled with love? Are you filled with anger? Or are you filled with forgiveness? Whatever is in that cup is what's going to come out when our lives are bumped, when we're shaken, when we have those hard times come. And the challenge is, let the Lord in this time give you strength to grow. Fill Him with more, let you be filled with more of Himself. Fill you to the brim with Him. Paul says, I pray that you will be filled to the full measure, to the brim of all the fullness of God, so that we will be filled with more of Him. And we can't fill ourselves. That happens when He pours Himself into us, when we yield to Him. Again, this word strengthen means we are the recipients. We're not the source. So again, when we allow Him to have His way and to fill our lives, so that's why we need strength to grow, strength to become more like Him, so that we will be filled to be more like Him, but also we will be filled with all that we need. Because He says in verse 19, the end of it, filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. That's what God wants to fill you with today. That's what He wants. And that's what His presence in your life brings. All His fullness. And He wants that to be realized in you. That word means fully supplied. It means full abundance. Not lacking anything. That He has given us everything and all that we need to grow and to flourish spiritually. He's given us all that we need in Him. Colossians tells us in chapter 2, verse 9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ. So get the play on words and what Paul is saying here as he wants to fill us to the brim with the fullness of Himself. And He's given us all the means to do it through Jesus, His fullness within us, His power, so that we can grow and become more like Christ. Where you need to grow today, where you need to allow Him to fill your cup, where do you need to allow Him to pour more of Himself into you? His prayer and our prayer for you today is the Lord would give you that strength to grow. Let Him continue to fashion you, to mold you, and to fill you with more of Himself this day. And fourth, it's a prayer to stand, a prayer to love, a prayer to grow. And fourth, in this prayer of strength, is a prayer for strength to believe, to have the strength to believe. Notice how He ends this prayer with the doxology. He ends this prayer request with praise to God and a song of praise to Him when He says, now unto Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ever ask or imagine, according to that power, His power at work within us. Again, His power at work within us. And to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. We have pray that we have the strength to believe. And what do we need to believe? And if ever we need strength to believe in these days, it's now. When It's challenging times we're living in, and we look at what's going on around us and what we're facing. We need strength, and we need faith from the Lord in order to believe, and to believe that God, the Lord, is able to do immeasurably more. He uses that phrase, Paul says, now unto him who is able, not maybe, not might, but is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ever ask or imagine according to his power that is at work in us. That phrase, immeasurably more, means exceedingly, abundantly, far above what can ever be measured. It's something that goes way beyond what we can ever imagine. Another translation of the word is super abundantly. And so Paul is saying God is able to do far beyond anything that can ever be measured in this world. Anything that can ever even be exceeds greater than that. Anything that can never be imagined. Anything greater than we can ever ask when he says all that we can ask. And that word ask means to prayer. What we pray for. What we ask him about. And having the faith to believe that when we ask God in prayer, he is able to do far more than even when we ask him. And how many times do we come to the Lord in prayer and we ask him, and we don't fully, firmly believe that he's going to do what we say? That's why we need the strength to believe that God is able to do far more than we can ever ask him. And we come to him in prayer to believe that. And as we're praying for God in these days, having the faith as we ask of the Lord and believe that God's going to hear and has the ability to answer our prayers in far ways that we can't even begin to imagine or think of. And that word imagine means to think, perceive, understand, or comprehend. So in these situations in which we find ourselves living in today, we need the strength to believe that God is able to do. We can't imagine. We can't imagine an ending. We can't imagine what can come out of this or ending. But God is able to bring it all to a way in which we can't even think. He's able to do immeasurably, measurably more. And we need strength from his Spirit and his power at work within us to believe that. So I ask you today, do you believe that? At home, do you believe that God is able to do immeasurably more for you today? Whatever your concern is, yes, we have this present situation, but whatever other personal concerns you have in your life today, God is able to do immeasurably more for you than you can ever think. Just even more than we can ask him about or to do. And have the strength of the Lord to believe that today, because he not might, but he is able to do that. And also to have the strength to believe that the Lord will receive all the glory. Because he says to him, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. It takes faith and strength to believe that God will be glorified in the present situation in which we're living. It takes strength to believe that God will be glorified when we go through any hard time or challenge in our life. We say, how can God be glorified in this? But he is glorified in and through all things. And we already hear stories of how God is being glorified and uplifted in the midst of these times. We hear how churches are coming together in creative ways to minister, such as this online, and other ways in which churches are ministering to people and bringing out the hope of the word of God, even in the midst of these days in which we're living. God is still being glorified. He is still being exalted. And he will, and he is in all things. And it takes strength from the Lord and faith to believe that. Because ultimately, all glory and honor goes to him. So I pray for you, and the Lord's prayer for you today is that you will be strengthened with all power in your inner man and in your inner spirit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you can be rooted and established in love to grasp how much he loves you and how wide and strong his love for you is. And that you would know that love that surpasses knowledge and be filled with the full measure of him, so that we can have the strength to understand and realize that he is able to do more than we can ever imagine or think or even dare to dream. To him be glory and ever in the church and in all things. So I pray that today you have, and this week ahead of us, as you go through these days and as you go through this week, I pray that God will give you the strength to stand, the strength to love, the strength to grow, and the strength to believe. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are a God of strength. You are a God of power. And you work within us. And you fill us with the strength that we do not have on our own. And we confess to you, Lord, we don't have it. In fact, you told us without you, we can do nothing. But on the other hand, Paul wrote, and I had that assurance, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Lord, we need that strength. We need your strength in the days in which we're living. As we live life and through these challenges, one day at a time, holding on to your hand, relying on your presence, your power at work within us, and you dwelling within our hearts, strengthening our inner man so that we can stand strong in you. So strengthen us, Lord. My prayer is for everyone listening to me at home. Lord, may you strengthen their heart today. May you strengthen their spirit. May you strengthen them, Lord, in this day. And Lord, may they find that those resources are vast and unlimited and cannot be exhausted. What you pour into us is an unlimited supply. So Lord, strengthen each one, Lord, today in a deep and powerful way. May they even now feel your arms around them. May they be joined to you and joined to us together, as together we find our strength in you. Encourage them, bless them. May they sense your love that surpasses anything we can understand. That no matter how high, wide, deep, or love, your love extends to us and is there. And your underneath us are your everlasting arms. So Lord, reach down right where you are and touch each person listening today right where they are right now. Strengthen them, encourage them, and bless them. Our hearts are joined together through your spirit. Nothing can separate us from you, from your love, and from one another. And together we again are joined by faith. We sense your presence together uniting us, your spirit uniting us even now. So Lord, thank you that we have this ability through this technology to bring your word out together. And we can still be joined as one. So Lord, we ask in this week ahead of us that you continue to watch over us, continue to protect us, and continue to strengthen us, care and provide. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we close this week, and this is the second week we've had the opportunity to worship God together and meet together like this, I just want you all to know that Kim and I love you all. You're all in our hearts and our minds, and it's good to greet you this way that he can still hear and worship the Lord together and know that you are on our hearts. We pray for you every day, and our prayer is that God will bless you this week. God will protect you this week and keep you in his care and keep you healthy and strong. We look forward to the day that we can come together and we can meet together in person at church. But until that day, we have this opportunity. I know exactly where you are. As I was given this message, I could see you here with me. I could sense you here with me. And even now, I sense you there with us as we're joined together as one family. I wish you a good week. And next week is Palm Sunday. And we will gather together to worship the Lord in this way again next week as we celebrate the fact of Jesus coming into the city of Jerusalem as our king, and as we worship him on that day, because he is king and he is Lord over all. As I close today, I just want to again close with a word of blessing from the Lord. And and final blessing from his scripture and from his word, that this is my prayer and blessing for you this week, that as you walk and you live for the Lord. And it comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. And now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And the Lord be with all of you. Amen. Have a good week. We love you.